All right, going back to the bulletin where it says it's time for the sermon. I would rather say it's time with you based on some biblical passages. Linda and I have a daily devotion, and it's out of a book put out by actually a fraternity brother of mine who is a Lutheran. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, one of the writers of the devotion had on it W. Wore hats. Age people. It was a great time for our country. And what happened? It was gone. And I'm not sure whether it was we adults who let our youth down, or we adults and the youth who let our country down and let God down. But the question now is, what do we do? Well, first of all, let me say, I think what it went to is, instead of what would Jesus do, it kind of went to what would Taylor Swift do, or what would Hollywood do, or what would the sports stars do? Towards the end of the COVID, I think we really woke up to the teaching in our schools. I'm not going to get into that, other than they weren't really teaching only the 3 R's. Remember those, the reading, writing, and an R. That's what we were taught in Indiana. I know it starts with an A. And the STEM programs, which is the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It did wake up the Christian population, I really believe, when all that was realized. But it woke us up, and where do we really go from there? How do we get our focus back? How do we get our focus back to Jesus? Well, I would propose not WWJD, but WWJYD. WWJHYD. What would Jesus have you and you and you do? Good question. Well, let's look here at Galatians 5:23. I'm going to read it from Galatians. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Great attitudes. Don't we all wish we had every one of those? Don't wish we had just a few of those even, you know. But is that really what Jesus would have us do? Well, I think if you pay attention, if you remember some of the passages from the readings, there was a lot of talk about prayer. And that's what I believe Jesus would have us do right now. Pray. Pray. A solemn request for help or an expression of thanks addressed to God. And I like to look at it as just, hey, it's a conversation with God. It's a conversation. So when I was looking it up, I went into the concordance of the Bible, and I looked up the word pray, prayer, praise, and all those types of things. And I found in the gospel, it was mentioned 26 times. And in the epistle, 43 times. That's a total of 69 times plus the New Testament. And I'm not going to mention it because we don't have the time. Pastor Bob and his people will be here at 12. So, but anyway, I want to look at just a few. Matthew 14:23, and this is after Jesus fed the 500. It says, after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up to the mountainside to pray. Matthew 14 and Matthew 26:36 and following. This is when he took the disciples to Gethsemane, and he prayed, if you remember, twice about his upcoming death. Luke 6:14, this is before Jesus, he actually went out and God. Ephesians 6. Saints. And lastly, in my opinion, probably the most important one yet, is Luke 11, 1-4, and Matthew following. When Jesus was praying, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Lord's Prayer, of course, something we pray every day, every Sunday at our church, and hopefully every week. Okay, so now, how do we put this to use? It's a good question. It's a good question. How do we put this to use? I remember reading, a number of years ago, that a Christian author or writer said there's three most important points that he believes in a Christian's life. And one of these, and see how we can pray for them. God. Well, we don't pray for God, obviously, but we pray for Christianity and for all the churches throughout the world. We pray for the Word of God spread. We pray for our Savior Lutheran Church, for our members, and for our members here to grow in faith and in knowledge of God. And we pray that we will have outreach to our community. And I think one of the things that we can, that where we outreach is the bag lunches, really, that we give to Jesus Loves You Ministry, I think once a month, or whatever it is. Pat, you would know. Fifth Tuesday of every year. Homeless people. A wonderful lunch. Things of that nature. And what's left over? On Wednesdays and on Thursday, we have available for the people that come in to do their laundry. And then again, I happen to work that day at the door and let them into the laundry. They are so thankful. You know, they thank me all the time. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. All right. Paul, an apostle, a missionary, and a preacher himself, asked the Colossians in Colossians 4:2-4, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, Paul and his people, that God may open a door for our message. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Well, he's asking for prayer for him. We need to pray for Pastor Steve and all of the pastors throughout the world here. All right, the next family. I know that we all pray for our spouse, our children, our grandchildren. Sometimes it's a prayer of thanksgiving, and sometimes it's a prayer of frustration. I know for Linda it's a prayer of frustration when she prays for me. Geez, I lost myself. Okay. It's a prayer of requests and thanksgivings, as I say. Also for your relatives. And for the greater family. The family will be everyone up here. In Ephesians 3:9, strengthen them. Christ may dwell in their hearts. That they be rooted and established in love and filled with the fullness of God. So we should pray not only for our family, for our friends, for our neighbors, and our enemies. And it's very clear in the Bible. Country. Old Testament passages that I read or came across that I think are real important when it talks about country. One is Psalm 13:12. And there the writer says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And I looked that up, and what does that really mean? Well, it says, a happy condition of those who revere the Lord and do his will. That was Old Testament, of course, but it's a country. country, we will have a happy situation. And we'll continue to pray to God. Ezra 6:10 says, pray for the well-being of the king. Well, king was in the Old Testament. Today it could be to the president, to the prime minister, for the prime minister. So we need to pray for these people. Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, whether you belong to a political for wisdom, discernment, and for openness to the Lord. When we're finished here, we're going to be going over the prayers for a lot of our friends, relatives, and family. So, I believe God, family, and country can be summarized as follows. It takes God to make a family, and God and family to make a country. So where do we turn when things don't work out in all three parts of Christian life, or when things do work out? Prayer. Remember, the answer to prayer can be as great or as least, as quickly or as slow to be answered. But have faith that something good will happen, whatever it happens to be. Max Lucado, somebody that Lynn and I like to watch on YouTube, said, the power of prayer depends on the one who hears. We all know who that is. Pastor would say the cross. Well, I thought if you all wanted some homework, you could go home and pull out your Bibles and look up. We use seven of them, so there's 62 or more that if you want to look up to get some more ideas of where prayer can be used. In conclusion, I want to point out 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Be joyful always, pray continually. Or the version I like is pray without ceasing. Amen. Well, I didn't go too bad. All right. Sermon hymn now is 275.